morning's devotions. We got a busy day today. We've got a inspection today by Arizona Christian School Association. So we got to have everybody's got to look nice and be smart. All right, let's stand up and say our pledges. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. I will hide this word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct in all that we do and say today, that we get much accomplished, and we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Today we're going to be looking at a guy by the name of Barnabas. Barnabas. Who can tell me who Barnabas was? Anybody? Anybody tell me who Barnabas was? There went those lights. It's going to be one of those days today. I can see that right now. Uh-oh. Not good, Dana. Anyway, Barnabas was a disciple of the Lord Jesus and a companion of Paul and his labors. And hang on just a minute. I'll be right back, Dana. All right, let's try it again. All right. Barnabas was a disciple of the Lord. He is a companion of Paul on his missionary journey. He was a Levite born in the Isle of Cyprus. His proper name was Josie, to which the apostles named him Barnabas, signifying the son of consolation. He is generally considered one of the 70 disciples chosen by the Lord. Now, he was brought up with the Apostle Paul, and he was taught by a person by the name of Gamaliel. Gamaliel was one of the leading scholars of that day who knew the law better than anyone else. Now, in Acts chapter 9, verses 26 and 27, it says, "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto him how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly in Damascus in the name of the Lord." Now, this all happened at about AD 37. That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. In fact, that was even before Pastor was born. That is a long time ago, isn't it? Yeah, that's a long time ago. But 5 years after the Church of Jerusalem was established, the progress of the gospel at Antioch went out, and they sent Barnabas, who beheld the great joy and wonders of the grace of God. In Acts chapter 11, verses 22 and 24, it says, "Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, and he had to go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. But he exhorted the faithful in determination." He wanted to make sure that everybody heard about the Lord Jesus. You know, sometime after, he went to Tarsus, and there he found the Apostle Paul, and he brought him to Antioch, and that's where they jointly labored for 2 years and convicted and saw a great number of people get saved. They left Antioch in AD 44 and conveyed alms from the church of Jerusalem, and then they returned back and brought John Mark with them, the cousin of Barnabas, and they were at Antioch, and they were told to separate in their labors, and the Apostle Paul went one way and Barnabas went another way. Paul took Cyrus, and Barnabas took Mark. But they departed unto Cyprus, where they were. They saw the proconsul. They preached in Pergama, and they preached without much success in a lot of areas that they went. But being come to Iconium, they made many converts and made a church there. And so here we see that Paul went to in a different area, and he found a lot of people there that got saved. In AD 51, Barnabas was sent with Paul to Antioch, to Jerusalem, on the occasion of disputes concerning the observation of legal rights. Now, we need to realize is that Barnabas was a man that loved God, and he wanted to take and do what God wanted him to do. And how did they travel back then? Anybody tell me? How did they travel? They walked, didn't they? But what happened when they came to a sea? They went by boat. Yeah, they went by boat. And we need to realize that the early apostles and things like that, they couldn't go by airplane. They couldn't go by train. They couldn't go by bus. You know, they had to either walk or go by horseback, or they had to take and go by boat. And a lot of times it was pretty hard for them to get from one place to another. But we want to look at Barnabas, and Barnabas is one of the early church planters, and he was one of them that went ahead of many and started many churches in other areas. And, you know, God had called him to do that. And so we need to realize is that Barnabas did just exactly what God had called him to do. And we need to take and realize that even though we aren't very old, even though we're younger and things like that, God can take and use us in very big ways for his honor and his glory. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us today. Help us to have a good day today. I just pray that we'll get everything accomplished we need to get done, and we'll give the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we got a lot going on today, and that's why my devotion is a little bit shorter today. We have a lady coming here in about half an hour to inspect the school, and so we all need to look sharp, okay? All right, now, make sure you have masks on if you go to the bathroom, if you get up from your offices. Everybody needs to have your mask, okay? I don't want to look at your faces. No, I don't. All right. All right, you guys are dismissed.